Bill Gates' interest in computers began at an early age. When he was 13, his school decided it would give its students the chance to learn about computers. However, the school could not buy a computer. In 1968, computers were still big and costly. Instead, the school paid for some time on a local company's computer. The chance to use a computer was a special gift. Bill Gates and his friends made full use of it. They learned how to make the computer do what they wanted to. Soon, Bill Gates was offered a job by a local computer company. They paid him to find things that were wrong with their computer's program and to fix it.
Bill Gates also did very well at many other subjects at school. He got one of the best ever results on the National School Test. His mark was 1,590 out of 1,600. Almost a perfect score. Later, he got a place at one of the United States' best universities, Harvard. However, he never finished his studies there. He left the university to start work. He was asked to create some computer programs for a company. To do this, Gates and his friend Paul Allen created Microsoft. That was in 1975. Today, this company is famous around the world.
One of the reasons for Bill Gates' great success is that he thought about the future. He correctly thought that one day millions of people would own computers. He said that he wanted to help put a computer in every home and in every workplace. Gates knew that if millions of people owned computers, then he could make a lot of money. This was a strange idea 30 years ago. At that time, computers were difficult to use and very costly.
Much of Bill Gates's great wealth comes from the computer system Windows. Most of the home computers in the world use this operating system. It was first created by Microsoft in 1985. Since then, Microsoft has developed Windows to do more and more things. Other companies find it very hard to compete with Bill Gates's company.
However, in the late 1990s, Microsoft faced trouble. Bill Gates had to go to court to defend his business. Many people said that the company was unfair in the way it worked. They said that it stopped other companies from having any chance of success. At first, the judge ruled against Microsoft. However, The case continued for years in the US courts, and finally, Microsoft escaped any serious punishment.
At this time, Bill Gates was the richest man in the world. He had more money than many people could even imagine. He earned about $250 every second. If he was a country, he would have been the 37th richest country on Earth.
But Gates found that being the richest man on Earth did create problems. Many people thought that it was wrong for one man to have so much money. People thought that he should give more of his money away. Gates read about important business leaders before him. He learned about Andrew Carnegie. Carnegie had been one of the richest men in the world, but had given much of his money away. And so, in the year 2000, Gates created a new organization with his wife. The organization is called the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It gives away over $1 billion every year. Most of the money goes towards fighting health problems around the world. In particular, the foundation gives money towards fighting diseases such as malaria, AIDS, polio, and pneumonia, Bill Gates said.
The organization also gives money to help with education in the United States. Some of this money helps poorer children learn better at school and give them the chance to go to university.
In 2008, Bill Gates stopped working for Microsoft. Now, he spends all his time working for the Gates Foundation. Bill Gates says his new job is very different to the job that brought him success, but he finds it just as satisfying.
Bill Gates is this generation's most famous business person. To many, he is an example of how unbalanced the world's economy is. He is still hugely wealthy. But over the next few decades, his money will be spent on trying to solve some of the world's most important problems. Even after his death, Bill Gates's money will continue doing good. He may yet be remembered for his generosity more than for his wealth.